CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Malcolm Honlein, and we go to Israel and we welcome Shaul Goldstein, Director General of Israel Nature and Parks Authority. This is the good stuff, the museum quality discoveries throughout Israel, but at the same time, concerns for wildlife, especially the preserves and the forests, under attack these last days again with fire balloons. Quite fantastic. Shaul, a very good evening to you in Israel. Thank you for joining us. The attacks on Israel, the rockets from Hamas, the riots or the protests or however it's characterized throughout the city, throughout the country. However, there's been another attack that is especially insidious, an attack on nature, the fire balloons. Explain to the audience what that is and how it's damaged Israel. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Malcolm and John, and pleasure to be with you. And telling the audience in America what's happening in Israel is pretty difficult, but I'm trying to transmit the feelings here. First of all, you know, the people in life eventually is more important than the nature. So where everybody of us is anxious about his relatives all over Israel, and we're very have a lot of concern about many places in Israel right now. But I think we'll go it through as we did before, because the Israeli people is very strong. But one of the things that we know that Hamas wants to hurt us is also by assets that we have in Israel. But the most prominent asset in Israel is the very special nature that we have, 5 climate zones in Israel, very small place. And when they wrote some rockets during the last 5 years, and it's not very new, all those uptick in arson, every year it's escalating, they burned out our reserves. And during the last month, they burned out totally one of our reserves, the area reserves, that inhabit a lot of territorial turtles. And we used to have there about 500 turtles. All of them were burned, and now we have only black area. And the people, a lot of people think that after the spring, they see a lot of plantation, vegetation, you see the colors and say, okay, it's really rehabilitated, no problem, recovered. It's not true. All the wildlife was extinct. And now they're spreading the fires all around Israel. And we're afraid that more and more reserves will be burned. And unfortunately, fire brigades in Israel are very busy in the cities. So nobody is taking care of the fires in the open spaces, in the outside. So it's all the burden is on our shoulders. And some of the places we even cannot enter because the army forbid because of the risk. So we're going to lose a lot of nature in this conflict.
And we don't hear the protests from the environmental movements about this. I think you said that there was a report that 2,000 acres in the Be'eri forest alone were destroyed by fire. And as you noted, the wildlife and the other things that do not come back. What about the tank? And I saw the pillar of smoke coming from the oil pipeline and the large tank that was hit. And that involves hazardous materials, I assume.
Yes, by the way, I saw this burn from my house. I'm living in Gush Etzion, elevation of 3,000 feet, overlooks Gaza Strip and the Mediterranean. And we saw yesterday the burn of this oil reservoir. It's huge fire. Today I talked with someone involved in it, and they tried to take it off for many hours, but it didn't succeed. Some of the machines were broken. The damage for the environment is very bad because of the air pollution, and the heat spread all over, but it's limited to this area. So we're not afraid that this will cause too much of a damage to the neighboring reserves.
I also want to speak of your work as a person who is involved in preserving or discovering ancient sites. And but for the attack, we would be concentrating on a discovery of a Herodian palace that was converted to a Herodian fortress, I believe, in the 2nd century A.D. Where is it, Shaul?
The Herodion is in Gush Etzion, south of Bethlehem, on the edge of the Judea desert. By the way, all of us are called being Jews because of Judea. And Judea is here. And King Herod ran away from Jerusalem to the desert to escape from his enemies and built a very, very big palace. And he is the one that built the temple, Bet HaMikdash. He built Me'at HaMachpelah. He built a lot of buildings all around the world. But the only building he named after himself was Herodion, after Herod. And he built a very, very fabulous palace. And we didn't know it until we started to dig. And we, all the years, we thought this was an artificial mountain. We thought that King Herod built artificial mountain and installed his palace inside like a volcano. Now we know that the artificial mountain became afterwards. First of all, he built the palace. And some of the portions of the palace were covered by the dirt he put to create some kind like an artificial mountain. He want to everybody see his tomb, his grave, that was on the mountain. So he covered all the mountain, all the palace, with dirt, and now we're just digging it, excavating it, and we found a lot of foundings over there. For instance, we found the best thing to see there is the royal room that was above his theater. He built a theater for a very short period of time, used it maybe 1, 2, or 3 years, maybe. And all the room is decorated with pictures. It's a colorful picture. It portrayed like a window. If you look at it, it's like a window. It's not a window, of course. And it's portraying all the landscape or that they saw before or that they wanted to see. And this landscape contains wildlife, animals, trees, houses. And it's like, for me, it's like a digital picture from ancient times, for 2,000 years ago, at least, by the way, 2,032 years ago, at least. And this is amazing. Next to it, we decorated the theater he built, reservoirs, a huge water reservoir, and the entire palace is now restored. We're still digging, excavating, a lot of energy to invest in the future. But in general, this is the most exciting excavation place in Israel, at least maybe in the world today.
We have a couple of minutes, Malcolm. Go ahead.
Yeah, could you just talk about some of the other restoration of archaeological sites? And I think it's because of Israel's environmental advantages that these places have been preserved for such long periods.
In Israel, altogether, there are 24,000 archaeological sites. We, in the INPA territories, we have about 9,000. And there are spread from all over the period. We have sites from 250,000 years ago. We have sites from yesterday. And the advantage is that Israel was in the junction between three continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa. It contains 5 climate zones. And all the empires who wanted then to cross somewhere, let's say Egypt to Babylon, Babylon to Egypt, Alexander Mugdon from Rome wanted to come to the Middle East. Everybody has to go through Israel. So Israel has so many battles and so many battles to empires went through Israel. So Israel inhabit a lot of heritage and archaeological sites. We have 9,000. We expose to the public most of them. And every time we're discovering a new thing, only recently we found, only a couple of days ago, we found the closed tomb of a Jew. And it's written the name of the guy. It's written he was converted. And he asked there, please don't open my grave, as if he foresee what's going to happen in 2,000 years. Anyway, so we are opening every time new sites.
Shaul Goldstein is Director General of Israel Nature and Parks Authority. Two hats, one to fight fires, the other to discover the genius of the past. Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor.